Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chingo Bling's Red Pill Tamales with DJ producer Big Rob. And now, your host, Chingo Bling. What's up, everybody? Big Nah. Hey, I do want to say this about Foods Gone Wild.
Okay.
I know I pick on them a lot. Bro, when's you own any white long tube socks, like construction grade or like the kind you would wear with boots or anything?
No.
All right. So when I had to get all dolled up, you know what I'm saying, and hit the road for the RV trip, hit, you know, South Texas, well, I hit up Cavender's. I wanted to rock the boots and shit. And so I went to Cavender's. Shout out to Cavender's. We're going to hit y'all up for sponsorship. So stand by. Stand back, stand by.
Stand back, goodbye.
But I love the socks they sell there, bro. Like, I bought me a whole bunch of the, like, I think some were brand Justin, like the boots. Mm-hmm. Some were, I think, Cavender's brand. But they're like, some said like steel toe, whatever the hell. But they were just very durable, thick, comfy, white, long socks, right? I normally have, I got, you know, please don't roast me in the Discord. I got all kind of, sometimes I accidentally buy like the super no show by accident, like at Target when I'm on the road and I don't feel like doing laundry.
Yeah.
And I don't really, I'm on the phone with my wife and I don't really investigate what kind of socks these are. So I end up with some ballerina shoe looking ass, twinkle toe looking ass boy. Well, as much as I make fun of Foods Gone Wild, you know how I be talking about them on my, you know, like if America cleaned up its drug and meth and fentanyl problem and a crime and gang problem, they wouldn't have any content to show, because yeah, all they do is make us look stupid, like dumbass druggies on there. But anyway, them tall socks. Oh, am I wearing some right now? Shout out to Cavender.
Twinkle toe ass boy. Twinkle toe ass boy.
Sock chick. Sock chick, homie. Hey, what's up, big dog? Hey, and I'm flexible too, big.
Damn.
And I'm flexible too, big dog. Hey, what's up, big dog?
Damn, it's baby Glock. So flexible.
It is baby Glock, dog. What's up, big dog? What's up, big dog? Hey, sock check, homie. This is how I do sock check. Sock check, homie. Hey, check it out, homie. Hey, sock check, big dog. You know what I'm saying? Papi's been stretching.
Dude, you have
I stretch
been.
With my daughters, bro.
That's impressive.
I stretch with my daughters. I had the ab wheel out last night. And you know how the handles are foam?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my 1.5-year-old, she as chiva way. She liked to show nibble on her blanket. Like, she like, what are you doing? Like, you taking lint off? Like, what are you doing? And she like bit off a piece of the foam. And I'm like, I have to take a piece of foam. But anyway, daddy's been stretching. But shout out to these socks, bro. Like, that's one thing I will say. Foods Gone Wild, I don't know what type of long white socks they promote. They probably cheap. Downtown LA Skid Row, like from the like where you go get all your mass blank tees and all your
right.
your clothes, your garment district in LA. They probably getting like the hood, like the swap meet socks. Mm. These ain't no swap meet socks, bro. These are cushiony.
Those look like they're prime time socks.
I'm a simple man, dog. You know, I just gotta have, you know what I'm saying? Papi got his coffee, Papi got his you know what I'm talking about, his broccoli, his veggies, you know. Couple nootropics, fungi as your friend, and some comfy pantuflas and some socks, man. Nice, you know what I'm talking about? It's this type of weather.
I like that shirt too.
Oh, the Tio Juntino with the big pepino right here, big dog.
And speaking of coffee, you said coffee. We got to let people know where they can get this amazing blend.
This product placement is out of sight. Let me move it over here. Red Pill Blend. Bear with us, y'all. Red Pill Blend Cafecito. Get yours now. GrindOpsCoffeeCo.com. They have all kind of blends on there, but this is the Red Pill Blend. This is the one that, out of all the samples, I said, you know what? I normally like really roasted espresso. I normally like espresso and like just dark, and I like the bitter and all that, but this right here is smooth, bro.
I like a good espresso, but this medium dark roast blend, quite delicious.
Yes.
Some might say the most delicious.
Yes, sir. So you ready for the holidays, Big Don?
I am, man. I look forward to seeing everybody, you know, kind of, you know, I don't want to lie.
Everybody, like who? Your siblings and your parents?
Yeah, I think we're going to have like 20 Mexicans up in the crib.
No, okay.
Yeah, about my parents. So.
And you are Republican, so I know how you are about your Mexicans.
Yeah. Let's elaborate on that, huh?
Okay. Did he just call you a coconut on air, bro? Did a coconut call a coconut a coconut?
Speaking of. Right here. Thanks. Shout out Jess Tier. Right
I'm
here.
Saying, on I'm Discord. Saying.
Yours just reminds me of Mario for some reason.
Mine?
It's
me, Mario Carditis.
It's me. Freedom. Freedom coconut.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Family's coming over. They're staying in town because they all live out of town now. They live in like the hill country-ish area. So they're coming in.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, they like it. My sister's been, my older sister's been remodeling her house for almost like 8 months now.
How, and she probably don't tell you this, but like, obviously they probably got a nice crib in a nice area. How yuppie is it?
So I didn't get to go last year because Weston had a fever. We actually had Christmas in at her place. It's a great area from what everybody said. It's nice. I mean, the house was gorgeous. It had like two kitchens and, or two living rooms and like best kitchen stuff. And it's nice. Like it's on the outskirts of like the hill country. Like if you're not from the area and you've heard people talk about the Austin hill country and shit, it's pretty nice.
Hill country's nice as hell, dog.
Yeah, you don't have to be on 6th Street to say I'm in Austin. Like there's a lot of awesome surrounding areas in that area. But yeah, so I can imagine. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Hopefully this Christmas we'll go up there and chill.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, find out how yuppie it is.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's nothing but Teslas and Whole Foods and like a Beto for Texas stickers, please, please do tell. Please let us know. We're going to do our own thing for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. One of my sisters and her kids are going to Disney in Florida, so they won't be around. And then I forget what my other sister's doing. I know Marisol's family, they got something going on. But this is what I told Sol. I said, don't feel bad that we do our own thing. You know, we do have our own family and our own kids. And, you know, you have your mom and your sister and everything else. Because I was like, you work so hard, or we, I'll go ahead and include myself. We work so hard that we never even have time to enjoy our home.
Yeah.
Like, we just coming home after a long day of work. The other night, bro, we were helping set up, me and my 14-year-old, we're helping Marisol all day. Well, I was running errands most of the day, but towards the end of the evening, it's already like about to be 8 p.m. We're still setting up her display and her shelves and her earrings, and she's restocking this and like the tagging. And
it's where at?
At the Hive.
Where is that located?
Catty corner from Travis Scott over there in Rice Village, H-Town. Make sure y'all go check out and get you some her apparel at the Hive. But dude, we were there like after hours. Some gypsy lady tried to come in. You know, I almost turned into baby Glock on her. You know. But anyway, I just told her don't feel guilty, man. So
no, I think that's great, honestly. To say the truth.
You have every right.
Keeping it low-key with your... That's my honest favorite these days. Because the kids get into an age where, like, they really enjoy just being at their own home during the holidays. Like, I don't want to take them out anywhere. Like, it's got to be a really good reason to get... Like, everybody's going. Like, it's kind of like mini reunion. Okay, but just because a couple of family members over... I'm sure Theo's and Thea's want to see kids, but unless there's other kids and the kids can have a good time, I'm not taking them.
Like, dude, we went to a quinceañera from my family.
Oh, yeah.
And it's my cousin who works for NASA, and she went to Rice University. And I felt like saying, well, how I know the earth ain't flat? And how I know Operation Paperclip ain't how NASA really got founded? And what y'all really, where the rockets really go and why we ain't been back to the moon? That's really what I wanted to bring up at the quinceañera. But a lot of our family from Mexico was supposed to be in town, but it was cold, rainy. Some people had got sick. And it's just one of them things. And guess what? After the quince, like pretty much everybody takes off. Like me and all my siblings, we all kind of left around the same time. So they kind of leave and I'm like, yo, I'm trying to pull up the truck because it's cold and rainy so I could pull up and scoop my family. Motherfucker don't want to start.
Oh.
So the battery went kaput. We had to end up leaving it there. The next morning, me and my brother-in-law had to come and be like, let's take the battery to the AutoZone. Had them go test it. We left it there for 2 hours. Let them charge it. Or otherwise, I'm just going to buy a battery and not know. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, they fully charged it, but it must be the internal cell didn't work. So the shit wasn't working. So now we still had to go back to AutoZone and buy it. And my brother-in-law was like, you should have just bought it the first time. And I'm like...
America.
I didn't know. They told me we gonna charge it. Come pick it up. I'm thinking it's gonna be charged. It's gonna work. It don't work like that.
The funny thing about this, none of this is funny, but it is funny because
you knew that already.
Well, I mean, it died the other day, or it died during Halloween, like
because I left the hazards on, but maybe it was already about to be kaput. Yeah,
which is weird that that's all that caused it to die. Like that's a red flag right there.
Well, yeah, I mean. We went to make sure that the starter was good, the alternator was good.
Right.
And you still have those doubts like, bro, is this going to be the alternator?
Yeah. That would suck.
And in my mind, it's like, well, I know why it died on Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe no quedó bien since then. Like, oh, you had to get the boosters. Mm-hmm. And then you had to drive around a little bit so you could recharge.
You still didn't have the little battery pack in the back?
Those don't even work anyway because at the quinceañera, a cop, I went and hollered at the cop. I was like, hey, first of all, is it cool if I leave it overnight? I said, two, y'all got jumper cables. He put out his little kit. He's like, oh, this turn on a diesel truck. This turn on anything. And I'm like, no shit. I was like, I got one. It's in the other car. And he runs it. He's like, man, it's not working. It's not working, man. I don't know. He's like, maybe it's completely dead. I don't know, dude. I was like, all right, thank you. Protect to serve. I was like, well, I'm glad we funding y'all, I guess.
Disgruntled and shit.
I guess, since you can't give me no boost. Anyway, you know, so that's how it is, bro. You got kids. You got to take them out in this cold weather. It's rainy. People don't know how to drive.
Yeah, just a word of the wise, like if you don't remember the last time you changed your battery and it's starting to get cold out, just check it because they have the dates on there. They have the months and you know if it's a 3-4 year battery or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. Rob used to work at AutoZone? O'Reilly.
I didn't used to work at a parts store, but I've had a lot of similar, just a lot of fucking
experiences.
Juan's the same way. We were talking the other day. He's like, yeah, I've done this, that, and that. I worked in a bank, did that, and I was like, yeah, me too. Like a bunch of weird, just random jobs that we got ourselves into.
Yeah, I had temporary jobs. You know, I did work at Minute Maid Stadium.
You did?
Yeah, Minute Maid. You didn't know?
No.
I've told this story 58 times.
I've never heard it.
Basically, man, my brother-in-law was like one of the safety managers. And I think it was summertime. I'm not sure if I was a freshman in college.
Safety manager of the stadium? The
contractor of one of the big contracting firms that was in charge of constructing it.
Oh, okay.
So he was safety manager. So his job was to like, walk around, ride around the golf cart, make sure, hey, man, you got to put on your PPE and you ain't got your helmet on. I got to write you up or, you know, you don't want nobody getting hurt. And
a snitch, gotcha.
I mean, you don't want nobody. Dude, somebody died. Somebody died at the Minute Maid. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
They fell through a hole. It's one of those things where it's like, there was some dubious stuff. Like he had gotten a fight with his wife and this and that. But allegedly there was a piece of plywood covering the hole and it wasn't it wasn't the signage and the this and it wasn't secure and he must have kicked it over, fell through. Anyway, I was just a cleanup crew. But I worked with number X cons and shit. And I had to come pick up my check right here in Third Ward. And they only hired, it was a minority owned subcontractor, which you know how they, it's like, you got to give, you got to make sure it ain't just a good old boy system. So anyway, that's how luckily I was able to work there.
How long did you do that?
It was like a summer. And I was cleanup crew, but I was roasting. These were number people fresh out of jail. A lot of them lived in halfway houses. And like they'd be like, man, Pete, he do it, man. Because there was a little supervisor named Joe. He's like, man, he do Joe, man. Hey, do Joe. He do, man, he do just like Joe. Hey, man, do Joe. And then I do my impression of the supervisor, and they sitting around cracking up. And then I said one time to one of the dudes, he was telling prison stories, and I was like, man, I don't think I could survive in prison. I was like, I'm a little dude. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what would happen. I'd probably get beat up or something, or God knows what else. And he said, no, man, you funny, man. You be cool, man. You know, they cut for you. You know, you funny, dog. You make it.
You be the cell.
And I was like, thank the Lord.
I got the approval.
I'm not going to get raped in prison.
You might have been in a Lil Nas X video.
Dude, first of all, Lil Nas X, tell me why Penny, my four-year-old, tell me why she likes Lil Nas X song Montero. The song where he's twerking on the Satan on Beelzebub. He's backing it up for Beelzebub. Because punk-ass Kizbop, right? You know Kizbop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they went out of their way to re-sing, tell me what you want, tell me what you need, tell me in the morning. And she's all...
Sounds just like that, actually.
I do a good 12-year-old falsetto. Which I'll be critiquing Kizbop. I'll be like, okay, that song... I'd be like, okay, that song, they got to have a high-pitched younger kid in that. But yeah, they fucked it up with this monotone preteen kid.
His voice is changing. Get him out of here.
But yeah, punk-ass Kizbop, man, that's culture war shit. They pushing the, like out of all the songs, out of all the record labels, out of all the hits, y'all could have compiled for this newest edition of Kizbop. Y'all had to get the one, not even the gay artists. Y'all went and got the gayest song from the gay artists with the gayest video for the cheering.
Oh, dude, speaking of gay stuff.
Balenciaga.
Dude, well...
Is that what you're going to go with?
Let's go with that. Let's start with that, actually. Did you see the pictures and the bear and the kid and the whole thing?
So first, real quick, we want to take time to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to... man, this is family, bro. These are the homies. Y'all know I still put out singles from time to time. I'm always complaining I don't get in the studio enough. But when I do, and I want to release a hot track to all my listeners on Apple Music, Spotify. I make sure I deal with my people. Soul South Music Distribution, you know, they handle all the digital. And they deal business to business. They deal with artists, you know, mainly. So it's not even really something that the average listener can really take advantage of per se. However, you can go on there and shop on their website. They got vinyl, some classic titles and special releases and stuff like that. Follow them on Instagram, SoulSouthTX. But even though they mainly deal with like global distribution of artists and things like that, they're like, hey, we want to show love to the podcast. We work with you already. We support what you do, support your voice, and, you know, keep it going. So we appreciate the love. So South, make sure you follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. And of course, hit up the website, SoSouth.com. If you're an artist and you need services like marketing, consulting, they do all that too. They make sure they get all your royalties, all your publishing in more markets. They even submit your music for like movies, television, commercials, and media. Go get some more info right now. Hit up the website, SoSouth.com. Big friends of the podcast and big friends in real life. We do a lot of business together. And go stream my old catalog, all my old titles, brought to you by So South. Get on Spotify, go on Apple Music. So South, make sure all my music is everywhere when you're looking for it. Much love. Back to the show. How did you come across it?
I saw one of the individuals that I followed posted it, and she wrote this long caption about just how crazy it was, and like slide for, you know, the other examples, and then there's that the one zoom that's got in. Zoom in on the papers, right? There's other ones too. She posted another, I don't know if it was the same shoot, but it was other pictures and another like background, and this one had books, and then it's like slide for the author and what the author wrote. Did you see that one?
I saw, yeah, there was one where it circled a pin, like whoever designed this fashion shoot for this children Balenciaga release. They had one room where it looked like a, like almost like a kid's coloring, like a craft room,
yeah,
a kid's
room.
And there was like a coloring page, and they zoomed in, and I was like, well, what is it? The devil? What did he draw?
Well, you're Mr. Fashion, and you know the
price. Mr. Fashion. I come in here mismatched in a motherfucker, but yes, thank you, sir.
Yeah, you are. You understand, and you also have an understanding and appreciation for that. Like when I play some of these videos and you see what Kanye is doing, you're probably like, oh yeah, I see what he's doing with like the way he laid out the clothes and shit, but you always phrase it really well for people watching. You might catch this on a nugget, a clip, a little viral sensation.
RPT Studios on YouTube.
That's right. Where you're breaking down that there's so much that goes into one thing. Like if it's a shoot, a scene of a shoot, or whatever it is, there are 5, 6, 7, 8 people that had to go and check things off. And yes, and we're all in unison. We thought about it. Approved, go.
Yes.
How does that... Is it purposeful then at this point? Because they apologize. And it sounds like such a half-assed apology, I guess, at this point, when you see all the other shoots and other books and other scenes that they rolled out.
The reason I agree with you that it's a kind of half-ass apology, part of it is they said, we're going to look into who on that set worked in those details, because obviously it's a production. So the photographer might even bring his assistants. The creative director had to have a... Here's my point. Somebody approved on the little dominatrix outfit on the teddy bear. So even though you didn't know what pages from what court case were peeking through under on the coffee table, did y'all see the teddy bear with the thing? Like the little dominatrix? That is the end of the teaser. All right? If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right, see you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sauce.